אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, that's right, in Sydney and in Melbourne for the first time because of the social distancing requirements, of course. So it's great that they still went ahead and they were live streamed also in Melbourne. They were put on J Air as well, a radio station, a Jewish radio station within Melbourne. So in Sydney, there was quite a few guests, including journalist and author Fiona Harari, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Yom HaShoah commemoration on Monday night opened with three child Holocaust survivors, Anna DeLeon, Eva Reed and Lexi Keston, who spoke of the darkness they endured and of the light upon liberation. While six candles are normally lit at this annual commemoration to the 6 million murdered in the Shoah, this year the chair of the Jewish Board of Deputies Shoah Remembrance Committee, Danny Hochberg, lit a single candle on behalf of the survivors and others who could not gather in person at the ceremony. The JBOD President Leslie Berger assured that the Jewish community will never stop commemorating the Holocaust, even in uncertain and restricted times. And reflecting on the current climate, there was a powerful performance of Hatikva, Israel's national anthem, pre-recorded from the homes of students in the 2020 Moriah College Tour Band.
Oh, that's amazing. So they actually had a recording, like a Zoom recording of Hatikva during the commemorations. That's amazing.
It's a lovely touch to involve all the students, the young kids too. And, speaking of that, in a partnership with Sydney Jewish Museum and March of the Living Australia, Shalom, the organization Shalom, held a Zikaron Ba'asalon on Tuesday, presenting survivor testimonies followed by live online discussion. That's a wonderful project too. Now down in Melbourne, there were two things. There was the J Air 45-minute broadcast called Together We Remember, produced by the Jewish Holocaust Center, and that included messages from Holocaust survivor Lucia Haberfield, and also it featured powerful testimonies by a recording by the late Kittia Altman, and it also included David Prince, a survivor of the Lotz Ghetto, Auschwitz-Birkenau and the Friedland concentration camps. He implored the community to stand in solidarity over adversity, especially in these times.
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, while we are talking about Yom HaShoah commemorations, I would like to mention that the Holocaust survivor from Sydney, Eddie Jacque, just celebrated his 100th birthday. And Eddie Jacque contributed a lot to education about the Shoah through his activities in the Jewish Museum in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Very happy 100th to Eddie. He couldn't really have a big birthday party, of course, because of the current situation. But the students of Moriah College did post him a lovely message, and the band played a song for him. And he urged everyone, instead of having a birthday party this year, to make a donation to the Sydney Jewish Museum. And coincidentally, Jewish artist Vivian Falk actually chose him for her Archibald portrait entry into this year's competition, and she painted a beautiful painting of him, which can be seen on in our editions this week. And it's a lovely image, and when the competition is judged later this year, she has a good chance of becoming a finalist.
Yeah, it is a very good portrait. I also looked at it and I was very, very impressed. Shane, talking about the Shoah, anti-Semitism is still on the rise, and there was a push in Australia to ban swastikas and to ban Hitler's book. What's the latest?
Yeah, unfortunately, the raising of a Nazi flag occurred again. It's happened a few times this year, mostly in regional Victoria. But in inner city Sydney, the suburb of Newtown, on the eve of Yom HaShoah, such a flag was raised. But in response, there could be some good news because the New South Wales government just confirmed that it will seek advice on banning the public display of Nazi symbols in New South Wales following this incident. And it was spurred on by Walt Secord, who is the Parliamentary Friends of Israel deputy chair. He urged the government to look into such a ban. And Vaucluse MP Gabrielle Upton, who's a member of the government, wrote to Attorney General Mark Speakman on Monday, asking him to identify the best ways the government could do this. And Speakman heeded those calls, which is a great move. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger said this was a very significant step going forward. Meanwhile, in Victoria, there's a momentum towards a ban in Victoria has already begun, with the Victorian Liberal Party adopting it as its policy, while Caulfield MP David Southwick has drafted legislation for the Andrews Labor government to consider as part of the state's inquiry into anti-vilification protections.
And before we go, Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, also been banned.
Yes, a decision by bookseller group Dimex, falling on Yom HaShoah of all days, was made to remove editions of Mein Kampf that it is selling. Now, this has been welcomed by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, who wrote to Dimex earlier this month about the issue. And so this is good news. So while copies of 55 editions of Mein Kampf have been removed for sale by Dimex, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has since discovered two further editions of the book on the Dimex website that bear a different title, but these are currently being investigated by the company, and hopefully those will be removed from sale shortly.
Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.